Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. It's open forum with two of the best. As a matter of fact, two of the best in the world. First hour, Tim Staples. Second hour, Jimmy Akin. That's a lot of apologetics power to answer your questions today. The number to call, 888-318-7884. Won't be giving out that number a lot today because it's the second day of our final pledge drive of the year. The number 888-318-7884. If you have a question about any aspect of the Catholic faith, you are welcome to call. 888-318-7884. But I got to get right into the pledge drive stuff. We only take a few minutes each hour. We only take 6 hours every quarter. And this is the third hour of our November pledge drive. This one's got to get us through the winter. So we are well on our way, but we need your help. If you could dial 888-291-8000. That is where you can pledge your help, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000 puts you in touch with one of our fellow employees here at Catholic Answers, and they will get you through quickly, or they'll visit with you for a while if you prefer that. But we got a match. Tim Staples, what's the match?
We have a $15,000 match once again. So, folks, we need you to get on the phones early. And often, you can actually call more than
early
once.
And often, yes. It's not like voting in Chicago.
Voting in Chicago. Exactly. You can actually do that legally here.
Yeah.
But folks, we do need your help. Remember, every donation here, folks, it's going to be doubled. What a deal.
That's a great deal.
And I got to thank everybody who called in yesterday. Yesterday was a truly wonderful day. We had so many calls. And yeah. Some wonderful folks donating, but it's a fresh slate right now. There is not a single call right now. So you be the first. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. You know, I said this yesterday, Cy, but I'm going to say it again. There's never been a more important time than right now for Catholic radio in the midst of the darkness and chaos that has descended upon our nation, the confusion, the immorality, the amorality. The place we have come to is not a good place, culturally speaking. So there's no better time to be Catholic. Because, you know, we've used this analogy before, but, you know, when you go into a room where there's absolute darkness, all you got to do is light a match, and the whole room lights up. If I lit a match right here, there wouldn't be much difference. Folks, all you got to do is light a little camera. Let me tell you something. We light a big candle here at Catholic Answers and shine it in the middle of this culture that is in desperate need of the truth of Jesus Christ, and that's what we are about here. So, folks, we need you right now. You know, and I said this yesterday, Cy, we come to you guys every day, and I'll guarantee you our apologists here, our staff here is working every day. Our apologists work on weekends.
Yeah.
We travel the world. We are working to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to this world and to you. Many of you have been helped by the great work that's done here at Catholic Answers. Well, we're turning to you now for help. We need you because we don't exist without you picking up that phone right now at 888-291-8000 or go, as Cy said, to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or you can text Catholic to 24365 and we'll send you a link where you can donate. Folks, get on the phones early. We have got to make this match.
When we come to you, we come to you completely vulnerable in a sense, and that if you don't call, we can't keep doing the show.
Amen.
It's as basic as that. It's not like we have a huge fund in the bank or something.
No.
We pay the bills by coming to you to ask you for your support. And you never know if people are going to pick up the phone and call. Thus far, four people I can see have picked up the phone and called. We've got a $15,000 match. The number is 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a chance to go ahead and dial, and we'll take a question. We'll go back and do our regular job now because we've asked you for your help, and I'm sure that there are many who will respond. Yesterday, yes. We had a goal. Before I go back, I'm just going to let you know this. Yesterday, we had a goal of 300 callers. We wanted to get 300 callers. We thought that would be exciting to get 300 callers. You know, thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people listening all around the world. We can get 300 callers. We didn't even come close. We got about, well, we got almost to 200. We kind of got close to 200. So Darren and I, being the, you know, kind of manly, tough, hard, tough guys. We said today, you know what? Let's give up. Let's just go for 250 today. So we're going for 250. Today's 250. We're trying to see if we can get 250 calls in. And a whole look at that. Line's lighting up now. There are still about six or seven. All of our colleagues are on the phone. If they're not here in the studio with us, like Marie and Zach and Nick, they're out answering the phone. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And now we will go to the phones to take some questions, and then we'll come back to you and ask you for your help just a little bit here and there throughout the day. Devontae in Odessa, Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. You are first up today. Devontae, go ahead with your question for Tim.
How are you guys today?
Very well. Thank you.
What's on your mind, Devontae?
First, I just want to say thank you for you guys sending me those books about purgatory. They've been very helpful in clearing up some misconceptions I had.
Wonderful. Great.
Yeah. So my question is about Bible interpretation, because I know within the Catholic Church, at least the apologists that I've listened to, whenever there's debates about sola scriptura and things like that, one of the things that's often mentioned is whenever you have a belief in sola scriptura, Patrick Madrid said it's a blueprint to anarchy, right?
Right,
So my question is, what role does the personal, when I say personal, I just mean individual,
right,
Catholic play? What freedom do you have?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a better word. What freedom do you have within Bible interpretation? Like, can you only speak, and I don't mean this sarcastically.
Oh, sure, sure. It's a good question.
Can you only speak with confidence when you're interpreting your Bible if it is something that is unanimously consented on by the fathers or something the Pope has dogmatically spoken on or something that a council, for example, Council of Trent, teaching on justification?
Mm-hmm,
if those things are absent, do you have freedom to have confidence in your interpreting the Scripture?
Sure, it's a great question, and I would add to that, of course, the universal and ordinary magisterium of the Church as well. That is, all the bishops in union with the Pope all around the world, when they teach something that is to be held definitive, that is infallible. So you're right, popes singularly have that authority. Ecumenical councils, which represents all the bishops in a special joining together with the Holy Father at an ecumenical council, or the bishops dispersed throughout the world, have that great gift. And this is why the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that the magisterium of the Church consists of the bishops in union with the Pope alone. So, Cy Kellett, Tim Staples, we have no magisterial authority whatsoever. And so, if there is a teaching that does not have any magisterial authority. Now, I would add, my brother Deontay, that we also have other levels of authority. That is the ordinary teaching of the Church, which we're bound to give religious assent to. Even though it's not infallible, we are required to give what we call religious assent of the mind and will to that teaching as well. The distinction being, of course, that if we attempt to and can't, we're not going to go to hell. It wouldn't be a mortal sin if we don't believe that teaching. We wouldn't be free, though, to run around and say the Church is wrong if the Church has taught this even on the ordinary level. Now, I know, Deontay, that sounds like, wow, that's taking away freedom, right? But actually, we have a tremendous amount of freedom in this sense, that the Church for 2,000 years has relied upon lay people as well as priests, bishops. But it's not just the magisterium that develops the teachings of the Church over the centuries. Lay people, you know, we have many women, St. Hildegard, St. Catherine of Siena, there were tremendous theologians. In fact, Catherine, not formally educated, received, revelation from God. That is private, not of course public revelation, ceased at the end with the death of the last apostolic person. But the Church as a whole grows together. The magisterium has a particular gift in, as the Pope does confirm his brethren, they teach us these truths, then we don't see it as a constriction. Rather, there's a real freedom here. in that when, let's imagine you were alive, Deontay, 2,000 years ago, and Jesus declared the truth of a matter. Would you say that Jesus is constricting your freedom because he declared it? So if I run around and say he's wrong, I would be wrong, right? Oh, that's not constricting freedom. That is setting you free because now you know the truth. And you know, Deontay, John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus says, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's actually that definitive proclamation of the truth to where we know infallibly the truths concerning justification and the Trinity, the hypostatic union, sacraments, you name it. That is part and parcel of what sets us free. But again, on matters that are not definitive, I'll leave you with the old axiom of St. Augustine. Where there is not a definitive teaching of the church, there is freedom, right? But where there is, we have to accept it. And St. Augustine says famously, in all things, let there be charity, right? So on matters dogmatic, let there be unity. On matters that have not been defined, let there be liberty, but in all things, charity. And folks, can I ask each of you that are listening right now, Deontay is a dear brother in Christ who has been calling in lots of times, over quite a period of time. He's not Catholic, as I recall, Deontay, but
We always end with the word yet.
Have lots of folks like that who, atheists, agnostics, members of various world religions and such that listen to us, and they call in and they write letters. We've had them come by the office, pre-COVID, of course.
Yeah, right.
and visit with us. It's incredible. And we see many of them become Catholic folks. That's one of many reasons we really need your help right now. This is an important drive, folks. We've lost donors due to COVID. I mentioned yesterday, I had a guy email me and say, Tim, I wish I could give. I can't. I've lost my job. And so we're asking you, those of you that can give, maybe you're already giving $25 a month. Think about upping that to $40, maybe $50 a month. Maybe those of you that are giving $50, you can take that step of faith and make it $100 a month. But we need monthly donors, and we really need those first-time donors. Now, I got some good news. I had to share this. We've talked about how we only have, or we had 15 donors per tower donating to Catholic Answers. Well, I got great news. We are now up to 16 supporters per station. Well, folks, we need to get that up to 20. Can you imagine? We only have 16 supporters per tower that are regular donors. Folks, we need you to get that number up right now to 17, to 18, to 19, and to 20. That represents so much for us. Folks, if you've been thinking about it, you know, maybe you've been thinking about it over several of our drives. Today is the day. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you right now. We've got a $15,000 match. Your money, every penny you give is going to be doubled. You give 25, it's 50, magically. You give 100, it's 200. So right now, folks, go to the phone, pick it up. Now, go ahead, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or you can text Catholic to 24365, and we'll send you a link.
888-291-8000 is that number. A whole bunch of our fellow employees here at this apostolate are on those lines. Just four lines lit up right now, so everybody else waiting. 888-291-8000. I do want to real quick run through, just kind of set the table where we are. We have a $15,000 match this hour. That means every dollar given, up to $15,000, is matched dollar for dollar. We want to use up every dollar of that. Also, we have some gifts gifts that we can give you at the various giving levels. Let me just give you three of those. At $18 a month, if you can become an $18 a month donor, and as we say every time, that $18 a month donor is the backbone of what we do here. It's like that's like the bedrock that anything else that Amen. We do here is built on. If you can become that $18 a month pledger by calling 888-291-8000, then we're going to be able to send you Fatima, the movie, the brand new movie about Fatima that came out this year, and also the book, 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World for the 100th anniversary of John Paul II's birth. We'd love to send you both of those. If you are one of those folks who can do $45 a month, we'll send you both of those, but we'll also send you the full course, not a class, the full course of Beginning Apologetics, How to Defend the Christian Faith, Jimmy Akin's course at the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. And you're not just getting a link to something. We're sending you the full DVD set and the workbook. You get the whole thing. You can share it with family, friends. You can hand it down to grandkids. You can do whatever you want with it over the years because you will have it in your possession. That's at $45 a month. If you are one of those people who is especially blessed, and you could do an $84 a month or more pledge, $84. And why 84? Well, times that by 12, and it's almost exactly $1,000. So $84 a month, you will be able to send you both of those things, all of those things, the Fatima movie, the 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World book, the Beginning Apologetics course, but you'll also be a member of our President's Club. And that entitles you to anything we produce over the course of a year here, whether it's a DVD, whether it's an MP3, whether it's a book, whether it's the magazine, you just call up and say what you want for a year. Anything that comes out in the year that you are a member of the President's Club, we'll send it to you. You just got to ask. And you get the calendar, too. All right, I'm going to add that. You get the calendar. 888-291-8000. Please, let's fill up those lines right now. Hey, look who's here with us. President of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Hi, Chris.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great.
Very well.
Si, I want to say especially about that President's Club, that is a whale of a deal. If you join the Catholic Answers President's Club, you get a free copy of everything that Catholic Answers Press produces throughout the year. So all of the DVDs that we produce, all of the books, the booklets, the 20 Answers series, right. Tim Staples' new book that's coming out soon. God.
Behold the Lamb of God.
Behold the Lamb of God. Yeah. And what about CASA courses? Yeah,
well, no. So if you want to get the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics, all those courses, then you have to join our Founders Circle.
Okay. Oh, and you get all that?
You get all the benefits of the President's Club plus CASA, and that's $5,000 a year.
But 84 bucks a month, it's $1,000, but it's also matched at $1,000 right now. So you're getting all that stuff, and we're getting $2,000 to continue this apostolate.
Si, I want to suggest to people, maybe there are people listening, I know there are people listening right now who are already monthly pledgers to Catholic Answers. Perhaps you're giving $25 or $50 a month. If you're giving 50 bucks a month, another 34 a month, what you're spending on ramen noodles already, you could donate that.
Do you know how many ramen noodles you can get for $34?
Okay, all right.
That's years worth of ramen noodles.
Okay, so everybody always says, what you're spending on your latte? And yeah. I didn't want to go there.
Okay, fair enough.
I was trying to come up with something else. All right, so I totally whiffed that one.
Yeah.
All right, so what you're spending on Godiva chocolates.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right, okay.
Easy.
You could very easily just be giving to Catholic Answers. And so if you're already a monthly giver, can you bring that up to, so you're at 50, maybe you can bring that up. I had a couple people call me yesterday. I'm giving X. I want to bring it up to that 84 a month so I can be a member of the President's
Then
Club.
You're in. You get all of it.
Amen.
You get
Amen.
Everything. 84
Beautiful.
Bucks a month.
And I have one more thing here, Si.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're running the show, so can I talk?
Oh, yes. I like that we pretend I'm in charge. Thank you, Chris. Go ahead.
Well, today, of course, is what we used to call Armistice Day.
Yeah.
Now
all right.
we call it Veterans
yeah, now
Day.
We call it Veterans Day. And sitting here in studio with you are two veterans.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. Marine Corps veterans.
Right.
I want to challenge any veterans who are listening, maybe who could become monthly pledgers to Catholic Answers. But if you have a veteran in your life, or maybe someone who died in action, or that you would like to make a pledge in honor of to Catholic Answers, this is the perfect day to do it. And
Amen.
You know why also? Not just because it's Veterans Day, but it's Martin of Tours, and he was a soldier.
Yes,
he right?
Oh, that's a great confluence.
In God's yeah. providence, Armistice Day falls on the feast of this great soldier, Martin
yes.
of Tours.
Yeah, who gave his cloak, I think. Wasn't Martin of Tours
yeah,
the one
he did.
Who gave his cloak
yeah, that's
to, the,
right.
to the
so,
poor beggar?
Cut your cloak in half, send half of it to Catholic Answers.
That's right.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or you can go online, catholicanswersradio.com.
a couple of folks called and gave very large donations yesterday, a $5,000 and a $10,000, and they didn't even ask to speak with you. But I just want people to know, if you want to make that large donation, you're like, I got to talk to somebody who can tell me about the books, just ask for Chris Check. He'll talk with you.
And by books there, Cy means our financial books. And I would like to say this. Not only does Catholic Answers have the best apologetics staff in the whole world, we have the best accounting staff, too. So if anybody has a question about...
You include Imelda?
I was thinking exclusively of Imelda.
She's holding it together.
Phil Lenihan, our great CFO, and Fideli. These ladies do, Phil and Imelda and Fideli do a great job. If you want to know where the money goes, I'm happy to talk to you about this. If you want to see the 990, or we just finished our audit with the independent auditing firm. Catholic Answers is an efficiently run organization.
Yeah.
And one more thing, Cy, maybe. In addition to the great team here that you can see if you're watching on Facebook, Cy, Tim Staples, the regular guest in here, on the other side of that glass is the finest production studio in the production team, I should say, in the
world. Somewhere on the other side of that glass is the finest production team in the world.
Nick Chamberlain, assistant producer Marie, Zach running the TriCaster with the cameras. My friends, this kind of talent costs money. And this is the reason why Catholic Answers is the best show in Catholic radio.
These cameras cost money.
They all of this does.
Everything does.
To produce this show and to make it as good as it is requires talent. Yeah. And we have it here in the building. And the reason we do is because we're able to pay them. And the reason we're able to pay them is because you folks are generous. So please.
Amen.
888-291-8000.
And I got to add one thing, Chris. I'm getting nervous here because we are well into the broadcast and we are not even close to meeting this $15,000 match. So folks, come on. Let's pick up that phone. You know, there are some folks right now, your fingers are itching. You want to pick that phone up and you've been holding off. Right now, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 open lines at 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now. I wish I could communicate to you the letters, the emails that I get, and that's just me. There's a whole lot of other folks here. Day in and day out of lives changed. Every single place I go, I was just recently twice in Indianapolis and in that area. Every single time, Chris, there's nowhere I go that I don't have multiple people come up and say, Tim Staples, man, my life has been changed by Catholic Answers, by Jimmy Akin, Tim Staples, Carla Broussard. Folks, you can't put a price tag on that. People's lives change. They come to Jesus in his holy church. Folks, pick up the phone. We need your help to continue this work. So pick up the phone, 888 right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text Catholic at 24365. Again, 888-291-8000. And folks, don't let the devil lie to you and say your $25 doesn't mean anything. Yes, it does. That's what keeps us going. Those $25 a month gifts, $20 a month, the one-time $25 gifts, that's what keeps us going. And don't you, who can give that $10,000 or that $5,000, let the devil tell you not to do it either, because you know you should. 888-291-8000.
Thanks, Chris. Back to the phones. Anonymous caller, you are on with Tim Staples. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, Tim. I've got a question regarding Romans 13. I've been doing a lot of research on this, and I've been having trouble finding decent exegesis on it. So from what I understand, Paul here, when he's talking about being subject to the governing authorities, and when you resist the authorities, you know, you're incurring judgment on yourself.
Correct.
That's speaking about authorities de facto that are just, right? Paul's not saying that we can't resist the authorities because, I mean, he does that himself, right, with Nero, by, I guess, preaching the gospel.
Yes. Now, of course, just to check in there, we don't want to get too Wycliffean here to the point where we only have to obey saints, right? Because he said not just the civil leaders, but even popes and such. If they have sin in their life, you don't have to obey them. Of course, you can't have a church and you can't have a government if that is the bar. So it's not that the man sitting in the chair is necessarily just, because, you know, as Jesus said, as you know, my brother, in Matthew 23, do what they say, not what they do, right? So the authority, there is an authority because of the providential way that God has established the nations, and this is the way he governs the world, is through those. And not just the good guys that we like, but also even the Neros of the world have legitimate authority from him. But you're right, if they were to tell us to do something that's objectively immoral, then of course, as you mentioned, and I would throw in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, we ought to obey God rather than men. And that's specifically with regard to governmental leaders that were telling the apostles, you cannot speak in that name anymore. Guess what? They went beyond the boundaries. You have no authority to tell me, and I'll say that to any government official in the United States of America, you have no authority to tell me I can't speak in the name of Jesus. You can tell me, but I ain't listening.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess my question regarding that was, I guess I interpret it kind of the same way you're interpreting it there. At the end, he says, in verse 6, he says, for the same reason you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God.
Correct.
Attending to this very thing.
Correct.
So it's...
Tell you what, all right, you got to hang on, because yes. I was hoping the question would come, but it didn't. We'll be right back.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest this hour, Tim Staples. And it's open forum, so you can ask whatever you like. We've got a caller still on the line. I'm going to go back to him. I'm just going to let you know that a whole bunch of lines are open, however. So if you would like to call and make your pledge, we're looking for 250 calls today. We are more than one-tenth of the way there. We're at 30 calls, so that leaves us with 220 left to go, 888-291-8000. I'll just say this before I let Tim finish answering. Yesterday, a woman called and apologized for giving us $20. We could not believe it. Please, you gave us $20. And it got doubled, so
that's
it was $40
right.
for us.
That's right.
So that means everything. You can't believe how that adds up to, okay, we're funded for the next 3 months, which
that's
is
right.
what we need. So any amount, we don't care. We just need the calls, 250 calls, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Yes.
Our anonymous caller, Tim, you wanted to just wrap up.
Yeah, just to put a bow on it, because I know, Anonymous, where you were going to the tax question. And he asked two distinct questions. One is, you know, what about obeying government leaders, Caesar, as it were, when they tell us to do something immoral. And of course, we cannot do that. We obey God rather than men, as St. Peter famously says in Acts chapter 5, verse 28 and 29. But what about paying taxes? That's a different animal, because governments are placed where they are by God's providence in order for us to have order so that we don't descend into chaos and such. And that is an extremely important principle. So we pay taxes even to, you know, think about it. Jesus in Matthew chapter 22, I think right around 21 in there, when he says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. He's saying, pay your taxes. Caesar was not exactly the best friend of Jesus or the Christians. Right. Of course, Jesus would be put to death by the authority of Rome. And of course, Rome and the Jews would join together in an unholy alliance to persecute Christians in the first century tremendously. But you pay taxes. In fact, we believe as long as a government can be called a government. Now, there does reach a point where a government, where there's no principle of redress, there's utter chaos and immorality, there is a time to overthrow a government. But that is an extremely rare. In fact, the Catechism lays out a lot of principles that must be in place before you can even think of doing that. And thanks be to God, we ain't even close here. We've got a principle of redress. We have all sorts of things here. But it's a very important question. And I wish we had more time to really dive in. But folks, you know what? This is what we do at Catholic Answers. We give people Catholic answers in the midst of a culture that is in such confusion about who God is, who they are. We're in a situation that has reached such chaos. We're fighting over which bathroom to go to. People don't know what it means to be a human being any longer. They don't know that we are male and female. He created them. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. We have a chaotic situation that can only be healed through the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. I can't think of a better reason right now to pick up the phone. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 open lines for you. Call 888-291-8000. And we are behind, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to challenge some folks here, all right? Because I think we've got a $5,000 donor out there who can call right now. And I'll guarantee you, as Chris Check said earlier, we open our books up for anybody who wants to see them. I'll put us up against any organization you want to look at the dollars we spend, where they go to change lives and bring people to the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So when you call right now, let's get that $5,000 gift at 888-291-8000. I will guarantee, and that's going to be doubled, by the way.
Yeah.
Doubled to $10,000, and that money will be well spent.
888-291-8000, the number, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have a new option where you can just text the word Catholic to 24365, 24365. Text the word Catholic and you'll get a link where you can give. 888-291-8000.
And Cy, how much you want to bet some people just now were thinking about giving $40, $20, and $50? Well, I'm not going to give because Tim's asking for $5,000. No, we need all givers. That, as Cy said, that $20 gift becomes $40. That $40 gift becomes $80. That $50 gift becomes $100. Don't let the devil lie to you. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic, as Cy said, to 24365.
And I'm going to go now to Judy in Alberta, Canada, listening to EWTN Channel 130 on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. But before I go to Judy, I want to say to all Canadians, currently, in this pledge drive, the British Isles have more donors giving to us than Canada. All these calls we get from Canada and more donors giving from the British Isles at this moment than from Canada. I'm not trying to shame you, Canada, but shame on you, Canada. Hello, Judy, your question for Tim Staples.
wondering, I had a good Christian friend. She doesn't really attend any particular church. I would say maybe more so towards the Messianic faith, as they always celebrate Passover and all the festivals instead of Easter and Christmas. They said that, you know, she believes that at the Council of Trent in 300 AD that everybody had followed Christ's teachings up until then, and then they just tossed everything out and started celebrating Christmas and Easter and that kind of thing. And I was just wanting your advice on your top two books. I don't even know if she'll read two, maybe just one, but top two books or top two CDs that you would suggest that I may be able to give. I do have Jimmy Akin's The Early Church Fathers, but again, they express that they don't listen to anybody other than Christ, so I don't know if she would listen, would read. But anyway, just some advice for books or CDs that you could recommend.
Yeah, there are a number of really good ones. I'll tell you, one that is exceptional is called The Real Story of Catholic History. And it's a very ambitious book, and I believe that's Steve Weidenkopf who wrote that. It is extraordinary. And we happen to have it right here. Yeah, it's an extraordinary book. I'm always in awe of guys like Steve who can put 20 centuries into one book. I mean, it would take me volumes and I'd never get it done. But he does a phenomenal job. And also James Hitchcock's History of the Catholic Church. Those are two books, very well written, easy to read. But can I recommend one other thing? It's a classic. James Cardinal Gibbon's Faith of Our Fathers. Now, it's an apologetics book written back in the 1800s, 1890s. It's a masterpiece. And it's not focused on history. But what he does masterfully is he brings in the fathers of the church in the context of communicating the Catholic faith. He does it in a brilliant way. And that really impressed me. That was one of the first Catholic books I read, believe it or not, 34 years ago. That was one of the first books I read, and it was very impressive to me. Thanks so much for your call. Keep on listening. And folks, we need your help right now. We've got way too many open lines. You know, we've got such a gift in our Catholic faith. You know, we just toss out a book by Steve Weidenkopf. Yeah, check it out. The Real Story of Catholic. This thing is a gem.
Yeah.
And we have so many gems like that in the church, presenting the beauty, the truth of our Catholic faith. We're living in a time where we are, as Catholics, we're a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats. We have more information at our fingertips right now through the internet. Think about Catholic Answers Live. Think about who you have heard on Catholic Answers Live, from cardinals to archbishops, bishops, theologians, to yours truly and all the apologists here and more. We have it at a flip of a switch. And yet, with all this, we're living in a time of biblical illiteracy. And even among Catholics, a lack of knowledge that is truly disturbing about the Catholic faith. And you know what? Catholic radio has been a way to bridge that gap.
And it has for many, many people.
Every area where we see Catholic radio, we see you can talk to the pastors, you'll see an increase in RCIA, you'll see an increase in numbers of folks at Mass, and the quality of the people. Folks, Catholic radio is doing a tremendous work, but you know what? It's not going to continue unless you give. And folks, we have a whole lot of open lines right now. I need you, my friend, right now to pick up the phone and dial 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or you can text Catholic to 24365. But we need you now because, folks, we have to make this match and we're not there yet.
Nope. 888-291-8000. You can call all around the world. You can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've got a new way to give this year. Text the word Catholic to 24365. I have to apologize to Canada. It was just pointed out to me that when I see the letters O-N on here, that means Ontario. So maybe Canada's ahead of the British. I apologize, Canada. All right, I was unfair to Canada. Hey, we got a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. That's a lot of money. We don't want to leave a dollar of it on the table. If you can call and make a $10 pledge, a $5 pledge, a $20 pledge, well, that $5 pledge is 10. That $10 pledge is 20. The $20 pledge is 40. And if you can make it a recurring pledge, then the whole thing, the whole year is matched. 888-291-8000. We got to take a quick break. We're going to do more calls. Don't worry. We're going to continue to do our regular job.
We need you to call now. We're not there, folks.
We're not close. 888-291-8000.
We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Tim got a note, said Lorianne donated. Lorianne, I want to thank you because Lorianne said she donated because Cy was begging. I'll beg. I am begging, Lorianne.
We are mendicants.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
We are mendicants today.
888-291-8000, the number. Thanks for filling up almost all the lines. Two lines open now. You're talking with folks who work here with us at Catholic Answers when you call, so say hello to them. If you want to get done quickly, just tell them. I'm in a hurry. They'll get you done in 60 to 90 seconds. If you want to visit, you want to tell them why you listen to Catholic Answers, you want to ask a question about working here or about their life, they'll talk with you as well. Either way, 888-291-8000. You wanted to thank someone. Somebody.
Yes. Unfortunately, we didn't get a name, but someone from Midland, Texas donated $1,000 in memory of his grandfather and his wife's grandfather, both veterans who fought in World War II and have since passed away. God bless you in Midland, Texas, and those heroes who fought for our country. But folks, we're coming down to the wire here. We need you to get on the phone. And don't give up. All the phone lines are full, but don't give up. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text Catholic to 24365. And don't give up calling either. It's 888-291-8000. We are coming down to the wire. We haven't met our match yet. We need you to call. Is there somebody out there that can give that $5,000 gift? Pick up the phone. 888-291-8000. And is there that one out there that can give that $20 gift? Pick up the phone. 888-291-8000.
We said our goal is 250 calls today. And we count it as a call if you go online and give there. So you can do that at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's also optimized for your phone. So if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you're on your phone, it will appear. It's easy to use on the phone. Or you can text Catholic to 24365 and then you'll get a link where you can give. Thank you so much for everyone who has been supporting us. We have a $15,000 dollar for dollar match. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Look, it's the middle of November, and we're not coming to you again until February. This is it. We're trying to be fully financed until February. Amen. And I know there are some people who are not yet ready to consider their end of year giving. You know, people with stock portfolios or a little thing I like to call money. They sometimes, you know, they calculate their end of year giving. Well, maybe you haven't fully calculated it yet. You know what? Call up and make contact because we're not going to be able to talk with you again before the end of the year about this. So, you know, ask somebody to give you a call back in 30 days. We'll call you back before the end of the year when you know what your end of the year situation is. 888-291-8000. We do have lots of folks on the line who just want to ask a question about Jesus or about the Catholic faith. And so we want to do that too. So let's go back and do that. Elias here in Glendora, California, watching on YouTube Live. That feed and all the cameras that make that possible are made possible by our donors. And thank you so much for doing that. Let's go to Elias now. Your question, please, for Tim Staples.
Hello, Elias. What's on your mind? Yes.
Yeah, my question had to do with the three conditions for mortal sin.
Yes.
One of them is obviously you can't be coerced.
Right.
I know that in the context of the first century, when it's talked about you know, denying Christ, obviously martyrdom was part of that context. So
yes.
How would that fit with that? Because I'm sure in that time, if someone denied him, I mean,
yes.
Our Lord says, you know, I'll deny you before my Heavenly Father.
Amen.
So, I'm
Amen.
That was a later development in the church.
Oh, no, that's a great question. Very important question. You're referring to Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. And that's in the context. Jesus is speaking in the context of the coming persecution when he said, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father, right? This is why Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, in his recent letter he wrote on the crisis in the church, talks about a Christian ethic. I mean, we are called to be a supernatural people. The reason why the Sermon on the Mount is so radical is because we have been so radically transformed by the grace of God that we are called to live that Sermon on the Mount. So there is, you're right, in order for something to be mortal, it has to be objectively grave mortar.
Mortar?
Yeah, grave matter, objectively speaking. You must have knowledge that it is grave matter, and you must deliberately consent your will and act freely, being implied there, in order for it to be a mortal sin. That is true. And coercion, the force of habit, psychological problems, all sorts of things can contribute to the mitigation of your culpability. No doubt somebody threatening you with torture and such, that can be a mitigating factor, but not necessarily, because the grace factor has to enter in. We're not the judge of this. God is. But what we have to affirm as Catholics is that it is possible to be in that situation. God gives you the grace to overcome. You, through cowardice, deny Christ. You can lose your soul, because that is objectively grave matter. Now, we leave the judging to God. We acknowledge it may well be, because only God knows what grace he's given to individuals and such. Only God knows the level of culpability. But we have to extend that possibility that, yes, you can lose your soul if you reject Jesus Christ. Now, that's not absolute. Again, I have to emphasize, it may well be in a particular situation. Someone certainly may not have been fully culpable because of the coercion factor, but maybe not as well because of that grace factor. And this is something I think we miss in today's church. The supernatural grace of God that enters into our life through the sacraments, that transforms us and empowers us to overcome whatever obstacle is in front of us that would keep us from heaven. That is the glory of being Catholic. We have supernatural life, sanctifying grace that comes to us through the sacraments. And folks, this is what we're about at Catholic Answers, is communicating with urgency that every human being on this planet needs the Eucharist. The Eucharist isn't just a nice add-on. Jesus says, unless you eat the flesh, Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Jesus says, salvation is on the line here. People that are not baptized, Jesus says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Folks, we're talking about eternal salvation here. That's what we're here for. That is to proclaim the gospel, to bring people to Jesus in his church. And if you want to help us, folks, we need you right now. We're coming down to the wire here, and we need your help. Pick up that phone at 888-291-8000. We've got about 11 minutes left. 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text Catholic to 24365, and we will send you a link. But folks, don't let this hour get by you without joining us with your giving. 888-291-8000.
Dial that number, will you? I know I'm supposed to just continue to keep fundraising here, but I really want to hear the answer to Joe in Maryland's question. So I'm going to go to Joe in Maryland right now and let him ask his question. But I'll give out the number and all the places you can give. Please continue to do that while we find out, because I just really want to hear the answer to this question. 888-291-8000 is where you can dial to make your pledge. You can go safe and secure online. It'll take you only about 90 seconds to get it completely done at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or you can just text the word Catholic to 24365. Text the word Catholic to 24365 and you will get a link, and then you can give through that link. Let's go to Joe in Maryland. Joe, your question for Tim.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Well. What's on your mind, Joe?
So I understand that, you know, obviously we have great reason to believe that the gospel is reliable. We have great reason to believe that we have the fullness of truth, stuff like that, right?
Yes.
All the way back tracing it to, and we have great reason to believe that the Gospels that, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John wrote are very, very similar to what we have in our Bibles, right? So I was looking at, I'm sure you guys know about the historian Josephus.
Yes.
The guy. Yeah. So he kind of sheds a little bit of light. And so one of the things that I read about him and that some scholars have brought up is that he wrote an account that basically sheds a little bit of light on what's going on with Jesus. And then later yes. that account was embellished by Christians.
Right.
And so I don't understand why, you know, Christians would go out of their way to do that if, you know, like to try to convince more people or whatever it is if we already yeah. have the truth. So I was just wondering if you could shed any light on that for me. Thank you guys so much for having me, too.
Sure, Joe. I appreciate the call. And yes, it is true. Most scholars today believe there was embellishment there, although there are some scholars who believe that is original. And of course, all the manuscripts we have of Josephus include that quote-unquote embellishment. I tend to think there is some embellishment because of the nature of the language. It doesn't really square with what a first century Jewish person would write. But of course, we clear away those embellishments and we still have some very important historical information there concerning Christ and such. But the good news is, when we're talking about the Gospels, Joe, it's not like Josephus, where we only have a few manuscripts and many years divorced from the original. We have over 5,000 manuscripts written in many different languages from different continents around the globe. There's no document that even comes close to the manuscript authority, as well as, and that means the number of manuscripts, as well as the antiquity. We have fragments of John's gospel that have been dated to within, if you hold to the older late first century writing of John's gospel, to within 20 or so years of John penning the gospel. That's unheard of. And when you couple that with, we know through manuscripts, the antiquity of it, we have accurate accounting, but you also have the fact that the fathers of the church from the very earliest on quote the entire New Testament. Within a few hundred years, you've got the entire New Testament quoted by the fathers of the church, and you also have the fact that they were read liturgically all around the world. And let me tell you, the people of God they memorized Scripture. This isn't just a Protestant thing today. Catholics, we should be memorizing Scripture, and they did in the early church. If somebody introduced a word change, they would have heard from the congregations all around. What in the world? Who just read that? That's not what the gospel says. Right. So there are many, many reasons why we know that the Bible, divorced from the fact that it's the inspired word of God, just as a historical document, is unprecedented. Folks, we have. And thanks so much for your call, brother. We're almost out of time. Let me tell you, folks, questions like that one that you just heard are very, very important. And it's so important that people understand the foundation that we stand upon is solid as a rock in Jesus Christ and in the church that he established. That's what we're here for at Catholic Answers, is to present these truths. And folks, we need your help right now. We've got 7 minutes left and we got a whole lot of open lines. Folks, if you like what you've heard over the years, pick up the phone right now. This is our last chance for this first hour. Let's meet this match and go beyond. Call 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. Folks, we need your help now. And I'll say it one more time. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you, oh, I'm not calling because it's only $20. Nope. Get on the phone. That's a lie. That's the devil. 888-291-8000. You may have that $1,000 or maybe that $5,000 gift that's going to take us over and beyond. Call 888-291-8000. We're coming down to the wire.
25 calls right now will get us halfway to our 250 call goal. And so that then we'll be perfectly on schedule for second hour. So we're
Amen.
Looking for 25, whether it's a $5 pledge, a $10 pledge, a $1,000 pledge, if you want to make it a one-time pledge or a recurring pledge, whatever, we're looking for 25 calls now to finish the hour. 888-291-8000. Let me remind you of the three giving levels. If you can become a recurring monthly donor of $18 a month, we're going to send you the movie Fatima. And we'll also send you the book, 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World, in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the birth of Pope John Paul. Just dial 888-291-8000 right now, or go safe and secure online right now to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And that will be yours at $18 a month. At $45 a month, we add the beginning apologetics course from Jimmy Akin.
And it can't be over.
It is. At $84 a month, you become a member of the President's Club, and you get all of those gifts that I just mentioned, but you also get everything else that we publish over the course of the year that you are in the President's Club just by asking. You don't have to pay for anything.
And
just say,
does this still go in the first hour if they call for the next 4 minutes?
The next 4 minutes, yeah.
Did you hear that, folks? Stay on those phones. For the next 4 minutes, it counts for this first hour. So you stay on and look out. I think Jimmy Akin's coming in the second hour.
888.
The Walking Encyclopedia.
291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either place counts as a call. We're trying to get 25 in by the end of the hour. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.